Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's take a look back into the archives of Atlanta soccer history with Atlanta Soccer Flashback. Flashback. With Jason Longshore on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome to another edition of Atlanta Soccer Flashback. We travel through the game's greatest stories, rediscover moments that shaped the sport that we love. Sometimes it's about things that happened in Atlanta. Sometimes it's about things that are coming to Atlanta, like the World Cup in the summer of 2026. From icons and eras to forgotten pioneers and unbelievable journeys, the show brings the past back to life so we can better understand the present and the future. Today, we turn the clock all the way back to the very beginning, the first World Cup, a global experiment, a leap of faith, and a tournament hosted by a small nation with a giant dream. This is the story of Uruguay 1930, the moment that the world met the World Cup. To understand why the World Cup happened in 1930 and why it happened in Uruguay, you have to start with FIFA itself. FIFA was founded in 1904 by 7 European nations trying to govern a sport that was spreading faster than borders could contain it. In its early years, FIFA had little money, little power, very little influence. International football revolved around the Olympic Games, where amateurism ruled and professionals were excluded. That changed in 1921 when a French lawyer named Jules Rimet became FIFA president. Rimet believed that football could be more than a game. He believed that it could be a force for unity in a fractured world still recovering from World War I. He famously said that football can unite men in spite of all the barriers. Under Rimet, FIFA stabilized, expanded beyond Europe, and embraced South America, where football was exploding in popularity and quality. But Rimet wanted more. He wanted a tournament owned by football itself, free from Olympic restrictions. In 1928, FIFA approved the idea of a World Cup. Now they needed a host. Uruguay in 1930 was small, just over 2 million people, but it was one of the most progressive and stable nations in the Americas. It had a functioning democracy, high literacy rate, strong labor protections, and a growing middle class. It was known internationally as the Switzerland of South America. And culturally, at this point, Uruguay was football. The game had arrived in Montevideo in the late 1800s, and by the 1920s, Uruguay had become the best team in the world. They stunned Europe by winning the Olympic gold in 1924 and then proved it was no fluke by winning it again in 1928. Their bid to host the World Cup was a bold one. Uruguay would pay all travel and lodging costs for every team that came to the tournament. They would build a massive new stadium, the Estadio Centenario, in under a year's time. And they would host the World Cup as part of the centennial celebration of their constitution. Remé later wrote, Uruguay had given so much to football that now football owed something in return. In May of 1929, it was announced that Uruguay would host the first World Cup, and the dream that Jules Remé had was now becoming real. But that reality wasn't easy. Getting to Uruguay in 1930 was an ordeal. Only 13 teams accepted the invitation. Just four came from Europe. The rest came from the Americas. You didn't have charter flights. You didn't have long training camps. You had trains, you had ships, and you had weeks of uncertainty. The most important ship, yes, ship, in early World Cup history was the SS Conteverde, an Italian liner that carried France, Romania, Belgium, Yugoslavia, FIFA officials, referees, Jules Remé himself, and the World Cup trophy. If this ship doesn't exist, the World Cup 1930 doesn't happen. It departed Genoa. It stopped in France, then Barcelona, then Lisbon, and the Atlantic Islands before crossing the ocean. On board, you had players actually training on deck. You had referees discussing rules, and FIFA essentially ran the tournament from the dining room. Some of the stories of how teams got to Uruguay in 1930 is amazing. Belgium, their trip began by train across Europe. Brussels to Paris, then south through France and into Spain. By the time they boarded the Conteverde in Barcelona, they're already exhausted. Then they get on the boat and they're going across the Atlantic Ocean, and seasickness ravaged the squad. They couldn't really train even on the deck. Players arrived in Montevideo drained, and it showed. Maybe not your best preparation for the World Cup. The South American teams, in some cases, didn't have it easy either. Argentina had the shortest trip. It was just a ferry across the Rio de la Plata. But they had a lot of tension. You had thousands of supporters crossing with them, and you had quite the rivalry at this point between Argentina and Uruguay, and a lot of friction between those two. Brazil, they boarded the Conteverde when it arrived in Rio. You had music, you had celebration. But a lot of internal disputes within the squad meant that several star players actually missed the boat to get to the World Cup. Chile, they got on the boat, and they trained so hard on deck that one forward sprained his ankle before arriving at the tournament. Paraguay, their team was blessed by a priest before their departure for Uruguay. Bolivia, they crossed the Andes by train and mule just to reach the coast. Peru, they had a multi-stage coastal journey marked by rough seas and internal disputes. It was chaos. Mexico, they had the most chaotic journey of all. They weren't even originally invited. Egypt was supposed to come to the tournament. They withdrew. Mexico was added late. They had enough time to sort this out, but it wasn't easy. A month-long odyssey, trained in New York from Mexico, shipped to Cuba, transfer to Panama, switch ships to Ecuador, sail to Peru, board another vessel around Cape Horn, and then get to Montevideo. I have no idea why they did this. It makes no sense whatsoever. They're exhausted. They barely trained, but they actually did score in the opening match, even though they probably had no business even being able to play at this point. They did get there in time to play on July 13th, 1930. The World Cup kicked off with two matches played simultaneously. France beat Mexico 4-1. Lucien Laurent scored the first goal in World Cup history. Across town, the United States played Belgium. The world met the World Cup. 13 teams, kind of a weird format. You had four groups. You had chaos. You had brilliance. Argentina, they were the dominant team in Group A. Yugoslavia, they shocked Brazil in Group 2. Uruguay, they controlled Group 3. And Group 4, you had a surprise that no one expected. So some of the stories from the group stage. France, they had a goal controversially disallowed against Argentina. The referee claimed that the whistle had already blown. Peru and Romania was delayed nearly 30 minutes as fans flooded the pitch and they couldn't get the game started. Romania's squad sang folk songs on the Conte Verde after King Carol II guaranteed their jobs would be waiting for them when they came back. France's goalkeeper, Alex Thépaut, suffered the first serious injury in World Cup history and played on anyway. Chile, they protested Argentina's win against them. They accused the referee of bias. Yugoslavia's federation, they hid a young striker named Mosa Marjanovic, who exploded onto the world stage at the World Cup. You had all kinds of these stories as people were getting to know one another and the world was coming together and kind of learning about how the game was played in these other parts of the world and the way it felt and the way it was experienced and the way it was talked about is fascinating as these things all came together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The U.S. team was equally fascinating, a really interesting group when you look at the U.S. because it came from a strong league at the time, a very strong league compared to some of the others worldwide, the American Soccer League. It's packed with immigrant talent, hard-nosed players. You had a thriving game in the U.S. going into this tournament. They sailed on the SS Leviathan. They trained on deck. They arrived really fit. They stunned Belgium 3-0 in the opener. They beat Paraguay 3-0 as well. Bert Patenaude, he scored the first hat trick in World Cup history. They got to the semifinals. Now, injuries doomed them against Argentina, and you didn't have substitutions or be able to deal with these things. You had all kinds of chaotic moments happen in that game against Argentina, and they got pounded in the semifinal. But the U.S. had introduced themselves to the world. Now, not many people in this country knew about it. Not many people in any country around the world knew what was going on at the World Cup, to be honest. I mean, it's 1930. You didn't have the immediacy of news like we do today. Patenaude, he went back to club soccer. Tom Flory, he was a big part of the team. He returned to factory work. Jimmy Douglas resumed life as a steam fitter. But a lot of these players who played in 1930, they coached in some way. They refereed in various leagues. They built their own local leagues. They kept the game alive. And the pioneers from 1930 for the U.S. men's national team, they shaped what happened in 1950. The miracle is the U.S. beat England 1-0. Many of them helped shape some of the different pipelines that developed around the world. You had a lot of them from the New England area, but then St. Louis became a pipeline that was huge for the game in this country. They helped keep things moving. Seeds being planted and blooming much later, you know, they didn't get to see all of the glories of what they started, but they did have a role in what's grown to today. They were the team that made the semifinals in the World Cup, the only U.S. team that's ever done that. It was a different tournament. It was a different structure. It was a different thing back in 1930. But that team got to the semifinal, one game away from a final. We'll see if the U.S. men's national team can get back to that kind of a level again. Now let's get to the final. It was Argentina who knocked out the United States. They went on to play the hosts, Uruguay, the favorites coming into the tournament. It wasn't just a final. It was the fiercest rivalry in world football, and it remains so today. Jose Nasasi, he said, against Argentina, the match begins when you step onto the ferry. Luis Monti, he said, you didn't just play those matches, you survived them. Newspaper headlines in both countries were massive. You had fireworks, you had police escorts, you had stone throwing, you had fear. The referee demanded an escape plan in the match so he could make sure that he gets out of there safely. You had a dispute over which ball would be used. And this is, you got to remember what sport was like back in 1930. You didn't have the uniform standards that we do today. Argentina had a ball that they preferred. Uruguay had a ball that they preferred. So the compromise was Argentina got the ball, their own ball, to be used in the first half. Uruguay got it in the second half. Argentina led 2-1 at halftime using their own ball. Then they swapped it out. The match changed. The home crowd erupted. Uruguay scored three times. Argentina did not score in the second half. And the Uruguayans won 4-2. The first World Cup wasn't perfect, like many things are when they get started, but it proved something timeless. This game that we all love and are passionate about and live day to day, it belongs to everyone. It belongs to all of us. Small nations like Uruguay can still host the world in a variety of ways and can still be a team that is in this World Cup. Even smaller nations are in this World Cup coming up next summer. Belief can build traditions that last forever. Jules Rimet went out on a limb and believed that the game had a power that nobody else had harnessed yet. FIFA did not have the support of the British countries and teams at this point. They were not part of FIFA. You only got four teams from Europe to participate in this event. But you got this event done. And I think doing the event the way that they did and getting it done at the time that they did, when the game was truly being dominated by the best of South America, it made the game more open to the world than maybe it could have been if you had this event in Europe. The South American teams and the game in this hemisphere, because you have to include the U.S. and Mexico and what eventually turned into CONCACAF and their contributions to all of it as well. As we've seen it grow in other parts of the world, as the African teams have come to the fore, the Asian teams have made runs in tournaments, it just shows you that this game is everywhere. And this game is one that brings the world together like very few things can. Jules Rimet wrote that the World Cup is a mission of peace. In 1930, that mission began. This has been Atlanta Soccer Flashback, looking back at the very first World Cup from 1930. I'm Jason Longshore. We've got so many stories to tell between now and the kickoff of the next World Cup in June of 2026. Can't wait to see it come to Atlanta for the first time. If you're ever wondering about certain things in soccer's history or Atlanta soccer history, you can always send me a question at Longshoe on social media. Let me know what kind of stories you'd love to hear here on Atlanta Soccer Flashback. Thank you for listening to all of our content on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on the Off the Woodwork podcast at 92.9 The Game and at Odyssey and on the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, and I'll be talking to you again very soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast